Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
All right, here we are. It's Monday. We're going to make it great. It is what we do on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. 6:07, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, Helene, the aftermath. Numbers keep growing, at least 90 dead due to this storm in several states. Absolutely horrendous on many different levels. It's amazing to see some of the pictures and videos that are emerging. I do have a pet peeve. I hate it when people put pictures out. They don't label them, or you see a video. You don't know if it's dated.
Yep.
A lot of that stuff is floating around, literally.
You've got the one of the roller coaster, supposedly, you know, in Georgia. The picture's from 2009.
Yeah.
That
I just,
kind of thing.
Why are people... I just... Ugh.
Right. I know.
Ugh. All right, because we have real problems and real issues we're trying to deal with. And one of the areas that we're trying to help out here is Dixie County. They suffered terribly. That is not a wealthy community. And they could use our help for sure. So the Republican Executive Committee in here in Alachua County, they've decided to be a headquarters for a drop-off point. And they're going to do it all this week. And then on Saturday morning, they are going to head to Dixie County, and they're inviting everybody to, you know, go with them and, you know, to be able to volunteer to help if you can. But here's some of the items they need. Baby items, non-perishable food, water, pet food, blankets, clothing, protein powder, tarps, gasoline, two-stroke oil. And so the donation location is 1722 Northwest 80th Boulevard, number 70 in Gainesville. If you look up, you know, Alachua GOP or Republican Executive Committee, you should be able to map it out easy enough. And thanks in advance for any help that you can offer. And Tim Marden is the point person, so if you know Tim, you can get in touch with him. In fact, he's even given out his phone number, 352-474-1022. And he said if you'd like to assist taking items over with a truck, a trailer, or both, get in touch with him.
Just for a reference point, if folks are kind of trying to get a visual of where that is, imagine Newberry Road west of I-75 there at Fort Clark. So like from Newberry, you'd go north on Fort Clark to Northwest 15th Place, I think it is, yeah. And that just kind of winds around through a little office park, and you'll find it back in there.
Okay.
So yeah, that's it's kind of a give
you
general
area. So it's off of Fort Clark.
Yes, uh-huh, north of Newberry. Yep.
Thank you, Greg. That was quite helpful.
I'm a helper.
Yeah, everybody's going to need some help. The devastation, especially on the coast. But, I mean, there's plenty of damage in between. But, really, the coast just got completely hammered. All right. In fact, we got stories related to it. And this, you know, when I pulled this story, it's 64 people. It's up to 90. And it is amazing what's happened to the north.
Oh, my goodness.
Like in North Carolina.
Yeah. Asheville, what a mess that is.
They've had some bridges that have gone out in some areas. I know they had dams that were, like, teetering.
Yeah, I know, like, there's one in Tennessee broke. Yeah, it's not good.
And, well, I just, again, the devastation, unbelievable. Now, you're not going to be real happy with this, but I have to report it. There is a somewhat similar disturbance with what we saw with Helene forming again in the Western Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico. It's a broad area of low pressure, and it's producing disorganized showers and thunderstorms. This almost sounds word for word what I shared with you early last week. Environmental conditions appear to be conducive for gradual development. Tropical depression could form around the middle part of this week. So it's just, let's keep some eyes out there. It looks similar. There's no telling how it's going to behave. Formation chance through 7 days is considered medium, about 50%. And that formation could be, at worst, a tropical storm. But anything's possible. It's right. Just one of those. And thanks to Radiant Credit Union for your severe weather update. And that's what we do. We just keep an eye on stuff and prepare for the worst, hope for the best. But so far, this is nothing to be all upset about. And if it starts to develop, of course, we're going to be all over it. We'll let you know.
Again, they are all different. And what happens between now and middle of the week or whatever, temperatures, water temperatures, all that kind of thing, it can be a totally different scenario. The Cat 4 obviously was the exception to the normal. I'm trying to be an optimist.
The surge, unbelievable.
Oh, yes.
The surge at Cedar Key and even the surge in many areas around Tampa Bay. I know Betsy's sister had 2.5 feet of water in her home. You know, our home sits up a little bit, so that had to be at least 3.5 feet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can't imagine.
Of water. Yeah, and I mean, it's a neighborhood. I mean, as far as you could look, at one time the water was, you know, covering about a third of the house.
Wow.
And yeah, there's a water line there, and then everybody's got, you know, their furniture out on the lawn and out by the street, and just, it is going to be a mess for a while. I saw pictures again. It's hard to know what stuff is really real, but a lot of sand on a lot of the area, beach towns like Paso Grill, all the way up through Treasure Island, if you know that area at all. Just, I mean, tons of sand in the streets.
Well, even just the trees and limbs. You got friends in Newberry. You got a tree on their house, tree on their truck. I mean, it's like the list kind of goes on and on. One of the lakes, I'm trying to think if it was in North Carolina, just full of the wood debris of the trees and everything. Just, you don't even see the water. You just see all the limbs and everything else that rushed into the lake. It's a mess.
Wow. Well, Trump was at the Georgia-Alabama football game, made an appearance there. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the response was very, very good.
Yeah.
People were pumped up and excited to see him. And he's slated to visit Valdosta, Georgia, today. Press issue came out Sunday that he would be visiting there to receive a briefing on the devastation from the hurricane and facilitate the distribution of relief supplies. And the Valdosta mayor, James Matheson, confirmed that there have been 3 deaths reported as a result of Hurricane Helene. It's one thing, the coastal areas is bad enough, but when you have death and destruction, you know, hundreds of miles away from where the storm hit, it is, it's one that will be remembered, unfortunately, a living infamy.
Well, a lot of it is a different kind of damage here. Obviously, you have the surge, but the wind was the big problem, being a hurricane for Florida. You get up into, you know, the Carolinas and into Tennessee. Now it's the water is the big issue.
Well, the surge was huge here in Florida, but yes, the water accumulating, they had rain, I guess, for a period of time. I mean, they were somewhat saturated, I guess, in some of those areas around North Carolina. And they just were overwhelmed, inundated with the amount of water then that they had to deal with. Still dealing with it, in fact. And my sister lives in Greenville, South Carolina. Neighbor's tree, very, very large tree, came down in their yard. Power was out anyway, but I think it contributed to them having their power out a little bit longer. than they were hoping. But it is nice to see on social media. Most of the stuff I saw was very positive toward the linemen, the hard work they were doing.
Oh, yeah.
I know that Ed Bilarski, the general manager of GRU, I thought was very good about updating people, letting them know what was going on, the severity of it. You know, this is the worst they've ever seen as far as damage to the GRU infrastructure. So, but people were positive. The linemen were just crushing it, working super hard. And even though there's still a lot of people without power, a lot of people's power has also been restored. We'll stay on top of this. We've got a ton of other things we're going to talk about, including the vice presidential debate is tomorrow night. We will carry it live here on The Sky. It is 6:16. Don't forget, you can always get the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click subscribe, and there you have it. 97.3.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. It is 6:21. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We're going to make Mondays great. Digging out, helping people out. It is going to be a challenging time for many who have suffered some damage. And also a time to be very thankful for what you do have. And even if it's just your life and you lost everything else, at least you have that. Because the numbers keep climbing. 90 people perished as a result of this hurricane/storm. Not good. No. All right. Gainesville area, and this may be true for other outlying areas, but this is the one I have a press release from. Debris removal. Due to the volume of yard waste, this will require multiple neighborhood sweeps. Public Works Department will team with disaster debris contractors to assist. So they're asking you to, you know, be patient and adhere to the information below. Regular branch weight, up to 40 pounds, diameter 8 inches. Those requirements are waived, but they ask that you attempt to limit each length of branch to 5 feet. You know, think about how it has to be handled.
Sure.
Loose debris like leaves, small twigs, and branches should be placed in brown lawn bags or reusable containers. Do not place loose debris in plastic bags or in tarps, because vegetative waste will be processed into mulch or composted for reuse. And that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Do not block streets, driveway, sidewalks, drainage ditches, or storm inlets. Don't pile it up next to mailboxes, utility lines, utility boxes, or any other above-ground obstructions, especially that people are going to need to get to. Work performed by tree service contractors. That work should be hauled off by the contractor. If you've got a big right. tree, you can't just dump all that out in the
right.
on the street, or at least they're asking you not to. And that's probably about that's probably very similar to what the expectations are, I think, almost anywhere in the area.
Makes sense.
And they just gave us a quick update. The city of Gainesville, total of 237 traffic lights. 249 are maintained, so 237 of 249 are functioning.
That's good.
That is fantastic.
Well, for those of us who drove that morning, at 4 o'clock in the morning, in pitch dark, no street lights, no traffic lights, nothing, that was almost surreal, wasn't it?
Yes, but the good thing was there were so few traffic on the road,
yes.
at least you could see headlights,
uh-huh.
you could, you could plan for that, stop at that intersection and work it out, whatever, flash of the lights.
Yep.
But, once it got more crowded, yeah. it got a lot more complicated.
It did, because you had a lot of people that, if they were on the major road versus the side streets,
yes.
they did not treat it like a four-way stop.
No, they didn't want to stop.
They just went flying through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when you have multiple lanes, you have some people being a good citizen. Hey,
yes.
I'm giving these other people a chance.
Right.
But then, you get somebody not
mm-hmm.
either paying attention, not being generous, just blazing on through.
Throws everything off, yeah.
Yeah.
Be nice, people.
Come
Be
on,
nice.
Man. It's your neighbors.
Yeah.
Senator J.D. Vance was denied entry into a restaurant
what?
Outside of Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
He's a nice guy. Let him in. Come
yeah.
on.
He posted on X. So NBC news reporter
yeah.
Gary Grumbach wrote that the press was told by a restaurant worker at the Promonte Brothers Restaurant Sports Bar mm-hmm. in North Versailles that cameras were not allowed, adding that the restaurant did not want a campaign event.
Hmm.
The restaurant chain, which is located throughout Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Maryland, is known for its sandwiches. In another video, Vance was seen outside the restaurant talking to a crowd of people and telling them to keep supporting the restaurant, encourage them to vote in the upcoming election. He said it's a great local business. In other words, he didn't get nasty. He didn't get offended by
it. Took the high road.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like him. The more, and when you watch him more and more, you just kind of get, he's a good guy. You'll like him.
He said, we paid for everybody's food. We gave them a nice tip. And, of course, when I gave them a nice tip, I said, no taxes on tips.
That's good.
Yep.
That's good.
But anyway, he said it's a great local business. Keep on supporting it. More importantly, November 5th or before, go vote. Let's go win this thing. And so CEO of the Promonte Brothers, Adam Golam, he explained in a statement that the restaurant had reportedly not received any advance notice, and that led to momentary confusion that, they had to deal with the media and said, hey, yeah. no, we can't do this.
It's understandable, I guess.
It very much so. Yeah.
You're looking forward to the debate tomorrow night with them, him and Walls. What are your gut feelings on that?
All I'm going to do is my blood pressure is going to go up because Vance is going to lie. He's going to lie about the record over the last 3.5 years. What'd I say?
Vance.
I'm
sorry. Because he's in your mind from the previous story.
Yeah. But Walls, the Democrat, who tries to come off like, he's this Mr., kind of happy-go-lucky or whatever.
Next-door neighbor kind of guy.
Folksy, I think, is how some describe him.
That's
but
good.
But yeah. better described by Tom Emmer as fake folksy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an act. Anyway, so to answer your question, I'm looking forward to it to have stuff to talk about,
right.
I guess.
Right.
But, no, I think that, Kamala and Walls... Well, I know they are. They're lying.
Oh, yeah.
And they're lying so blatantly. And, nobody left of center, none of the media, is going to call them on it. I mean, Fox does when they can.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not really being called out on the stuff that's blatant lies. I mean,
Kamala's still saying that Trump's going to cut Social Security and Medicare. Now, come on, really? Why do they get by with that all the time?
Yeah, she's going to give everybody money. She's not of a sudden she's for fracking, not against it.
Yeah.
All of a sudden she wants a secure border, and the reason we don't have one is Trump's fault.
Right.
These are all idiotic lies.
Yeah,
the border was opened by Biden and Harris on purpose to create just the kind of mess we have. Have you heard some of the numbers about the criminals that got through? I'll share that with you coming up. Not going to make you happy, you know, because we try to make Mondays great, but we also try to deal with the truth. Yeah. Tough these days to do both. All right. You're listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Stay strong. Good morning and welcome at 6:38. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Helene, I mean, this is going to be an ongoing topic, depending on what you want to talk about. But the damage has certainly been done, and not just in Florida, not just in Georgia. I mean, all the way up North Carolina. And the death toll now has risen to 90. We'll stay on top of whatever's brewing in the Caribbean now. Not at risk of strengthening, at least currently, 50% chance over 7 days. We'll keep an eye on it. That's what we do, thanks to Radiant Credit Union, severe weather coverage. So hang in there for that. Got the VP debate tomorrow night. We'll have it live here on The Sky. That way, no matter what you're doing, you can pick it up on the radio, the original wireless device. Hey, we're going to, after tough times, you need to be able to let loose sometimes, all right? So we'll get the hard work done. We're all gonna help each other out. And then we've got the Oktoberfest celebration coming up at the World Equestrian Center, and they don't do anything small.
No, they don't.
In fact, they couldn't fit the celebration into one Saturday.
Really?
Nope. Well,
so what are they doing then?
There's two only one Saturdays.
Well, that's one option. That's an option. I like it.
Yeah, the 5th and the 12th of October. We have tickets.
Woo.
And not just tickets, because it's not how we roll.
No.
So we're hooking you up with VIP tickets, good for all the fun, plus access to the Oktoberfest VIP lounge, ooh, private restroom and bar, exclusive menu offerings, nice, complimentary half-liter beer stein with beer.
What a coincidence.
Well, included first pour.
Yeah.
It didn't have to be beer.
Yeah, true.
Right now, text FESTIVAL to 20357. FESTIVAL to 20357. Message and data rates apply. Each day this week, listen for new code word. We'll draw two winners, each getting a pair of VIP tickets to the World Equestrian Center Oktoberfest, the 5th and the 12th. And today's code word, FESTIVAL. Text FESTIVAL to 20357. And good luck.
Nice.
President Joe Biden's administration is allowing up to 650,000 criminal migrants suspects.
Wow.
Including at least 13,000 migrant murderers.
Oh, come on.
Murderers. That is.
Wow.
How do you defend that? How do you do a catch and release?
Oh.
And finding out either then or later, probably, that guy was a murderer. What? I mean, you just unleashed him.
Into our country.
Yes. And not just one, not two, not 10, not 100, 13,000.
Wow.
99. 13,000 migrants convicted of homicide who are not detained.
Amazing. That's just amazing.
The report says an additional 222,000 undetained migrants are facing criminal charges, including 1,845 homicide charges. Even though the agency is choosing not to use all of its 41,000 detention beds. This is crazy.
Hmm.
There's 15,000 migrant criminals that are in jail, but they're on the loose. 13,000.
Wow.
Migrant murderers. How do they defend that?
How can you? Seriously, how can you?
You can't, other than just lying. I guess they're, you know what they're going to do? They're going to do the standard lie. Well, if Trump had supported the bipartisan bill for border reform, and I've heard some of these talking head Democrats trying to answer that question, I'll say it again. The open border did not happen by accident. It was done on purpose by Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. That administration specifically undid many of the Trump executive orders that were very, very effective. And they did it on purpose. Okay? Like remain in Mexico, waiting for your asylum hearing. They did away with that. They did away with all of that. So to now try to blame it on the so-called bipartisan bill, which is a lie. I mean, everybody started dropping off, including Democrats, not supporting it. And it turns out that it was still going to allow over 5,000 migrants a day.
See, that was the issue. They don't talk about that. Oh, no. Bob, it was going to be more agents at the border making sure that our country is safe.
I heard one Democrat politician say that it was the strongest immigration bill ever, which is not accurate at all.
No.
At all. So anyway, that frustration about them just continue to lie. And remember what they have run on in the past. They've always called Donald Trump a liar.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Pot kettle, anyone?
Well, that's, we've talked about it before. That's a Karl Marx playbook. That's what to call your enemy what you are, and say that your enemy is doing what you're really doing.
Right.
That's how they learn that. That's how they do that. And then if you don't have a media that's honest, you know, 90% of the media is not. They're part of the agenda. They're part of destroying this nation.
That's just sad.
It really is. It is 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Don't forget, you can always get the Bob Rose Show podcast. Just click on subscribe wherever you normally get your podcast. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Let's make the best of it. Happy, happy Monday. It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Death toll, unfortunately, has hit at least 90 now due to the storm Helene. It's awful. We sure could use some donations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Alachua County GOP, the REC, at their headquarters, which is off of Fort Clark Boulevard, they are taking donations. And they are going to be there 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. And then they're going to take the donations over on Saturday morning to the folks in Dixie County. And they are definitely in need.
Yeah.
And they'd like some people, if they can, to stay after delivering some of the items and do some volunteer work if possible. Tim Martin is kind of heading this up since he's the chairman of the REC. And if anybody can help out with a truck, trailer, and help to get stuff over there, get in touch with him directly, 474-1022. And also, same number if you can stay and volunteer and help some families and some cleanup. It definitely would be appreciated. Spread the word. Talk to your friends and neighbors. You can bring donations. I get financial donations as well. Once again, Chairman Tim Martin, his number is 474-1022. All right, yeah, the folks are definitely going to be in need. Mm-hmm. Dixie County is not a wealthy county, and there's some people that are definitely suffering there. I can guarantee that. Where are people moving, if they're moving at all?
Okay.
Now, they're tracking Gen Zers, and specifically ones that make over $200,000 a year. Deep-pocketed Gen Zers are saying goodbye to places like Illinois, Washington, and Massachusetts, and moving to Florida, Tennessee, but also New York. So it doesn't sound like it's purely a tax scenario, you know? Wealthy people running away from high taxes, not if you want to move to New York. There, it might have more to do with opportunity, culture, things to do, because these are households under the age of 26 who earn more than $200,000 a year. Okay, so they, you know, maybe they're not afraid of those high taxes, and they're more wanting to have a good time or to have cultural stuff to visit, to go to, you know, museums, whatever. But anyway, they said, and the people that collect this data thought it was a little surprising that Tennessee was doing well. But Tennessee is kind of what it, Nashville has had the kind of this growth, and it's become kind of a hip happening town. I think to some degree Memphis as well. And the weather is beautiful and the taxes are very low. And, you know, kind of centrally located in many ways if you've got family, let's say, up north and family in Florida.
Right.
So there's that. But, yeah, they say that 773 high-earning Gen Z households left. 1,200 moved. I'm trying to get all these. Here you go. Florida came in second, attracting only 89 such households, or eight times fewer than New York. Tennessee came in third, but by a small margin, with its net inflow of 33 affluent Gen Z households, but the vast majority going to New York.
Interesting, since there's kind of an exodus of New York, but they're probably not this sub-26-year-old 200K a year crowd. It's the ones that have been there, liked it, loved it, lived it, tired of the taxes.
Tired of the taxes and maybe some of the other things that go with living in a big city where if you're younger, you're making big money, you want to experience life. The Gen Zers look at things different, too. They,
that's true.
You know, they want to travel in many cases and experience different things. So, yeah just kind of an interesting take on that. Minnesota governor. Now, he's the Minnesota governor.
Okay.
The University of Minnesota is playing a football game.
Okay.
And it's a big game. It's the Brown Jug game they play with the University of Michigan. It's been going on for like 100 years. In a video posted to TikTok, University of Michigan fans could be heard loudly booing Walz, the vice presidential candidate running mate of Kamala Harris. One person could be saying, get the heck out of here. Get out of here.
You're leaving blanks, I can tell.
That's
a good for your job.
Yeah, University of Michigan won 27-24. But they I think everyone agrees that he definitely got booed.
Oh, well. To the sidelines with Walz.
That's a good sign in my book, I'll tell you that right now.
Absolutely.
It is 6:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Let me give you the code word as soon as we return and explain what it is for, because it's going to be a good time. Hang on, 97.3 The Sky.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.